Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Hour. I'm Tress Collins here with Mr. Gary Alexander and our very special guest, Mr. Bob Bolt.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's good. So good to have you back. It's been a long time
it
since you've been with
while.
Us.
It has been a while. Thank you.
Been busy?
Oh, yes. I tell you, business is good.
Yeah?
And we have a tremendous amount of experience here between Gary and I, and we're going to share some of the things we know about mortgages.
Exciting stuff, right?
So, Bob, give us a little background on you. I know you're an Aggie, so...
I am a fighting Texas Aggie. It's in my soul, absolutely.
How long have you been here at TexasLending.com?
I've been here going on 12 years. I've been licensed and in the industry 30 years, would you believe?
Wow.
And I just love it. I love helping people, and that's what we do here at Texas Lending is help people. Answer questions, get people pre-approved for purchases, and we can get into some of those discussions if you'd like.
Yes. And so if you have questions for Gary or Bob, send us your text at 877-881-1053. Or if you just want to skip the text and talk to someone directly, give us a call at 972-387-4600. We're trying to unravel the mortgage mysteries for you today. So you're on the purchase team, right?
I am.
Have you found that business is picking up now that a lot of school districts are letting out and the summer's on the verge of beginning?
It is probably that time of year where a lot of people want to make sure they get into houses before school starts next fall.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about how things have gone since we created a purchase team and then there's a refinance team. I can tell you how the refinance team, okay. That's what we focus on. That's the job that we do to push that envelope, whereas the purchase team, they are 24/7 purchase all the time, getting your home loan closed on time.
That's the team that I'm on, the purchase team. I love it. One of the things that I might point out about it that's a little bit unique maybe with Texas Lending is that we don't just get people pre-qualified. We get them fully pre-approved. And the difference is quite significant. For example, most mortgage companies, when they get people's information, pull their credit, check debt-to-income ratio, make sure they have enough money for down payment, et cetera, they send them a pre-qualification letter. Go shop. We think that's a little risky because then they go out, they get their heart set on a house, they put a deposit down, all their documents go to underwriting, and underwriting says, whoops, we got an issue there. So what we do is we take the stress out of things by doing the heavy lifting up front, and we just get their income documents, and it's uploaded into a secure portal that we call Fast Track Docs. And then we have an underwriter actually review the documents, and within a couple of days we're in a position to give them a full pre-approval. And a pre-approval letter then gives them an advantage over others that are bidding on the same house that may only be pre-qualified. As a matter of fact, when I get people pre-approved, and they are negotiating to buy a house, I'm in a position to actually tell the seller and seller's agent that they are fully pre-approved. And when they're fully pre-approved, that means they don't have to worry about the financing anymore, and we can actually close faster that way.
So what do you find has can you think of the main one thing that's a stumbling block in the pre-approval process for most folks?
The bear trap is what we call it.
The bear trap?
Yeah. Well, I think that would be a lot of times, you know, there's things about like tax returns or something, things that you deduct. If you're self-employed, you want to get fully approved. Because a lot of people, the first thing they'll say, well, I'm self-employed, but of course I don't like to show much income, you know.
Right.
They bring that one in. And that one's always a good. But there's also other parts to the tax return, like depreciation, mileage, things like that, that can be added back in. That's why an underwriter, I've had files that I thought there was no way to go through, and then the underwriter looked at them and said, oh, yeah, we've got this, we got that, so this is how much income we have, so we can work on the mm-hmm. debt ratio. Right? That's the biggest thing is the debt ratio. I mean, usually credit, there's not any issues with the credit. You can see if there was an issue, you know, like a foreclosure or something like that, or a short right. sale down the road. And there's different terms for how long it takes on something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the bear trap that I know of. I mean, do you have any other ones, Bob, that kind of affect it? Is it mostly income?
Well, I think a lot of people think that their credit scores are higher than they actually are.
That's because of the consumer credit
exactly.
report that they pulled. It's about 25 to 30 points higher than what a mortgage credit report is.
That's right.
Dang.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And what we do also that I think is very helpful for people is that when we pull credit initially, it's a soft pull.
Mm-hmm.
And a soft pull means that it doesn't ding their credit, doesn't affect their credit score, but also doesn't even register as an inquiry. Yet it gives us three credit bureau scores that we can go by to see what they qualify for. Because a lot of people call in, and I'll always ask, what price house range are you looking for? Because if somebody says $30,000, here at Texas Lending, that's going to be below our minimum. But regardless of what it is, they will always, you know, attempt to get that done.
And I find that back when I was doing a lot of purchases, I would find that people would call in and say, hey, I want to buy a $375,000 house, because they went to the mortgage calculator and it says their payment's $1,800 a month. They go, well, I can afford that. Well, they don't realize that that does not include your insurance and your taxes. And your taxes on a $375,000 house,
that's right,
are $8,000 to $10,000, depending on where you're living.
It's a pretty significant increase.
it's almost as big as the payment.
Right. So,
and also, I think people don't realize that when you pull credit, it's a picture in time of whatever was reported last to mm-hmm. the credit bureaus. So they say, well, wait a minute, I checked yesterday or the day before and it was this. How come it's this now? Well, maybe an old collection got re-reported, mm-hmm. or maybe a balance on a credit card is now reporting higher than it was before. There's all kinds of reasons that are a little bit out of the control of the borrower, and yet the score is, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't give up on people.
No.
We try to help them. So if their score is a little too low to qualify, you know, we have nothing to do with credit repair here at Texas Lending, but we can just give them some basic suggestions on ways to get their score up.
Which is a great service that maybe some other places don't offer. So, please, we have text messages starting to roll in. Get your text message question in to 877-881-1053. So, you had mentioned that, I'm sorry, did you have something you wanted to say?
No, not at all.
No.
I'm just sitting here.
Looking pretty.
No. Looking pretty.
You had mentioned self-employed.
Yes.
So, it seems like self-employed works a little differently than your 1040.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Self-employed goes by adjusted gross income. And, you know, this is something that really bothers me about the business, is that they can look at tax returns and say, oh, yeah, well, look, they only made, you know, this much money or whatever. But, you know, if you work for American Airlines, you know, back when they went into bankruptcy, I go, well, their company's not doing so great. How are we sure that, you know, that money's going to keep continuing?
Right.
So, to me, it's a hypocrisy at its greatest.
Oh.
Just like FHA, you know, is 800-something thousand in California, but here it's only 300,000. Yeah. 380,000. So there's all kinds of little caveats there that just kind of drive me crazy about the mortgage business.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
But, I mean, a guy could show on that he has plenty of money, but there's programs. We have programs here for bank statement loans. You know, they are at a higher interest rate. I can tell you that, but that's because they're a higher risk because we, the lenders look at that, you know, if you're using bank statements instead of actual
taxes.
Tax returns.
We here at Texas Lending, we call those non-QM loans, QM standing for quality mortgage. And that just simply means, as Gary was referencing, they're just outside the normal guidelines.
Okay.
And so that's why the
it could be for credit scores. It could be for different reasons.
Right.
But most of the time, those bank statement loans are done with businesses that are thriving, that are flush with the amount of money that they're bringing in, but they're not, and they're also writing off all the money that they bring in. They
right.
have a good tax guy.
Yeah, and I might also add that QM, non-QM loan is really not a long-term loan in terms of making sense for them to stay with it. But if somebody is really, I hate to use the term, but desperate to get into a house or get into a loan, or it may be required to pay off to sell a house in a divorce decree or something. If they have to do it, then they can refinance down the road.
Yeah, and a lot of times that's the issue is there's a home that came along right now that they really want, and they can get a deal on it or whatever.
Yeah,
it's there for them to take it, and the only way they can do it is do it this way. You bite the bullet, you know, do that, and then you know, you could refinance it later for sure, but at least you got in the home of your dreams.
So you're saying that people wouldn't want to stay in a non-QM loan long-term because it's got a higher interest rate?
It has a higher interest rate.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
A lot of times they're ARMs too, five-year ARMs with no prepayment penalty, but, you know, that's just the nature of the business. There's, you know, a guy has excellent credit this week, but this is on a cash out. He said, let me send you my bank statements because I know this isn't going to work with tax returns. Sends me his bank statements. The jury's still out. The interest rate's in the sevens. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's in, you know, back in 2019, I would have took sevens.
2019? Oh,
yeah. I mean, not 2019. back in 1982.
That's a long way from 2019, Gary.
Yeah.
Hey, I remember 2004. They were right about 8 to 10.
Yeah. Well, no, it was 2002 because that's when I got in the business. I got in the business with the first refi boom when rates went to 6.
Wow.
And that was, that's when I got in the business, the fall of 2002. And it was a busy time. Really busy. And I didn't even know what I was doing back then. I keep thinking, boy, if I wish I would have known what I know now back then, I probably could have made a lot more money.
Well, but also, Gary, think about the fact that how much the mortgage business and regulations have changed through the years. It's just incredible. One of the things we pride ourselves here at Texas Lending is to stay educated and trained up on the latest regulations. Our CEO, Kevin Miller, keeps us in that ball game so that we're on the cutting edge of the regulations and, of course,
and technology.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we have the technology. We have the know-how. We have the experience. So, give us a call here at Texas Lending.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I know one of the changes we've had, you know, kind of in recent year or couple of years was the ability for people who have done a cashback refinance to refinance that loan into a rate and term.
Right. And that's huge right now because I've got two of them this week that had their interest rates were in the high fives. And now that was a cash out that they did over a year ago. And now they're able to refinance into a rate and term in the low fours.
See, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So maybe you're in a place and you're thinking, wow, that sounds like a great idea, but you're not sure if you're in the right spot to do that. Just give us a call, 972-387-4600. We have texts coming in. Get your text in at 877-881-1053. Let me say that again without stumbling. 877-881-1053. And we're going to unravel more of your mortgage mystery questions when we come back here after this break on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Live. Hey, everybody. Welcome. We are live. Welcome back to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Hour. I'm Tress Collins here with Mr. Gary Alexander and Mr. Paul Bolt. And we are here to answer your mortgage questions. And we have quite a few texts coming in. Please get your text question in, 877-881-1053. Are you guys ready to answer some questions?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Gary, you ready?
Ready.
All right. Here we go. Our first one is, if you qualify for FHA, does that usually help with the cost of the closing costs?
Not sure what's behind that question.
Sounds like trying to save money.
You're going to have closing costs whether it's FHA or conventional.
Yeah. You can take a higher rate to pay closing costs. That's what a lot of people do, and they take advantage of, especially now with the FHA rates being so much lower. The thing about when you say, oh, the FHA rates are lower, but in actuality, because of the mortgage insurance and the upfront mortgage insurance, the rate, the APR is actually usually a point higher or something like that. But
the payment is what I was referring to when I said it, they're about the same. What we usually do is we'll look at both FHA and conventional. The rates are lower with FHA, but like Gary said, the monthly mortgage insurance is higher with FHA. So a lot of times the payment is actually lower with a higher interest conventional. So, you know, we'll.
Yeah, it just depends on the mortgage insurance a lot of the times. But the thing is, you have to realize if you take a half point higher and pay $6,000 in closing costs, that's $6,000 in your pocket.
Yeah.
You know, and how long does it take? Because here's the thing. An FHA loan, honest to goodness, within 5 years, you'll refinance it because you'll want to get rid of the mortgage insurance with the way the values are going up in the area. Like I said, this is one thing that we do all the time is go up higher on the rate, pay the cost, like I said, and keep that $6,000. And that's about the average closing cost. A lot of that you do is, that's a lot of closing costs, but it's escrow. The biggest part of it. It's three months worth of taxes and 15 months worth of insurance up front. Right. That's kind of the big thing, because usually the seller pays the title policy and you're just stuck with appraisal and
right.
You know, they usually pay for the survey too.
Right.
So, you know, your closing cost is basically the big escrow account. But, you know, you can count on between $5,000 and $6,000, but like I said, you can take a higher rate. Pay those costs and keep that money in your pocket.
Okay, right. Now I have a question. So does your – oh, sorry, go ahead.
I just wanted to say something about what Gary just said. And he's exactly right. A lot of times if you don't want to raise the interest rate, well, one of the things to consider is what is the difference in the payment? Because you can raise the rate and maybe the payment's not really going to go up that much. So you have to kind of divide it out. You know, how much are you saving, or, you know, how much is it costing you in monthly payment? Divide it into whatever closing cost is going to get paid. So anyway, that's just.
And see the difference. Yeah, to see the difference in the monthly payment, it's not as much as you think.
That's right.
And that's the interesting thing.
But back to the original question, the closing costs and the prepays are rolled in. If you don't, as Gary suggested, if you don't want to raise the rate, to pay for the closing cost, it's all rolled in. With FHA, you will have what's called a FHA funding fee.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an out-of-pocket cost.
It's 1.75%.
That's right. But it's significant, and it's just rolled into the loan amount. So it just increases the loan amount.
And when you see that, what it does is the original loan amount is raised by that much. So basically, they say, well, wow, now why is my loan amount this higher? It's been rolled into your note, and now you're paying. But you're only paying on it as long as you have that loan. It's just added to the loan.
That's
so
right.
Unless you go 30 years with that loan, you're not going to pay all of that 1.75%. But you are going to have your monthly mortgage insurance of 0.85%. And that's a high amount.
So that was kind of my question about the mortgage insurance. My question was, is that a flat rate or is that a percentage depending on the amount of the loan?
Conventional, it's a credit score difference, how far your credit score.
Oh.
People have to realize that when you're buying a house, your credit score 740 and above is your best. 720 to 740, there's a hit in the interest rate. 700 to 720, there's two hits to the interest rate. 680 to 700, there's three hits to the interest rate, and so on and so on. Now, FHA, really, you can still get a great rate with a 640 credit score. Mm-hmm. And that rate right now is in the mid to high threes, okay? So you can get that. You can get that rate right now with a 640 credit score on FHA, and you get the 0.85 mortgage insurance. But if you are trying to do conventional at 640, you're going to have a higher mortgage insurance. You're going to have a higher rate. Mm-hmm. You won't have the upfront fee. But, you know, hopefully that kind of explains to you how that works.
Yeah.
And if you do get an FHA loan, if you only put the minimum down payment of 3.5%, unless you refinance later out of the FHA, you're going to have the monthly mortgage insurance for the life of the loan.
Even if you develop
20% equity. Now, if you put 10% down on an FHA, then I think it's, Gary, isn't it 11 yeah. years you can uh-huh. get out of it?
And it's a lower amount on the mortgage insurance.
Isn't that one of those newfangled deals, though?
Yeah.
Because it used to be that it didn't last the life of the loan.
It used to last till the loan was 78%.
Right, but they changed it.
Okay,
changed
so 70, it, yeah. And what isn't 78% of the value is 78% of the loan amount that you've paid it down 22% before it disappeared. But sometimes I've seen where they didn't take it off. It's still on there. I talked to a guy the other day that's doing a cash out with me. His FHA, he bought his house in 2002. He's had the same loan since 2002. And I go, why do you still have mortgage insurance?
I didn't know he could get out of it.
He didn't know he could get out of it either.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, hey.
Hey, things we don't know.
He probably didn't make the phone call and say, hey, they just missed it. Yeah, or it's been transferred several times.
Right.
Right.
They lose track and they just have it on there. And then, you know, of course, they're not going to look out for your interest. You always have to look out for your own interest.
It's like your money slipping through the cracks because of somebody's oversight.
That's exactly right.
Which is really sad.
That is sad. But back to the question. I mean, always ask your loan officer, hey, if I go up on my rate a little bit, how much closing costs can we pay? If that's what you need. Because I know today there's not a whole lot of closing costs being paid by the seller. That used to be a big thing.
Oh, there you go.
You get the closing costs paid by the seller.
Right.
Back when there was a market where it was a buyer's market, that happened all the time.
Right.
Now that it's a seller's market, it does not happen. Very rarely, unless it's one of those friendship deals or if you're in a less desirable area that you're buying a house in, things like that.
Yeah, and realtors are, even the realtors that we work with, are reluctant to ask the seller to pay anything towards closing costs and prepays for fear of not being able to get the deal. And I just kind of explain it to them that, hey, it's whatever the net is to the seller.
Right.
That's going to win the day. And sometimes... Mm-hmm. They can actually my buyer, as from looking at it from the purchase standpoint, my buyer is financially better off getting the seller to pay as much of their closing costs and prepays as possible, even if it means a higher price. And I kind of illustrate it this way: let's say a seller says my price is $200,000, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to pay any closing costs and prepays. So then, assuming the house appraises for it, you offer them a price of $206 and have them pay $6,000 towards your closing costs and prepays. The net is the same to the seller, so they'll probably do it. The net to the buyer is a $6,000 higher price, but that's amortized over 30 years, and that small increase in monthly payment is more than offset with what $6,000 can earn in their own account that they get to keep for 15 or 30 years.
Hmm.
Now, having said that, I always tell people I'm going to leave it between the borrower and the buyer and the realtor as to what they want to do as long as they got the money. If they don't mind bringing the extra money.
You know, a lot of times too is you go to, I'd say, hey, look, this appraisal came in $5,000 higher. Let's go ask the seller to raise the price $5,000 and pay $5,000 towards your cost.
Beautiful.
Because that payment's only $40 a month more.
Yeah.
So how long does it take to save $5,000?
Wow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So this is where you get into a little problem because the realtors, they don't like to rock the boat. hey, great, the appraisal came in. And then if I suggest that, then the realtor has to go back there and, you know, but the realtor has the fiduciary, that's the new word out there.
Good words.
To do what's best for the borrower.
And we always try to, and I'm glad you brought that point up, is because I just tell people that whatever we recommend or give people options on in the lending world is we have to focus on what is best for our borrower.
Right, exactly.
It really doesn't matter what we want or what we think in terms of anything else. We have to focus on what is best for them. Mm-hmm. Now, having said that, it's still up to them. It's their money. It's their house.
Yeah. And that's another thing, just a point to bring up about realtors is here at TexasLending.com, our fast track lender program, we have the ability to put both realtors in there for them to get the notifications that the borrowers get about when their loan went to underwriting. Hey, your appraisal came in.
Oh, nice.
And yeah.
And I don't know if you do it, but I put in both realtors so I don't have to get the calls because they immediately get, hey, the file's out of underwriting. Yeah. We're close to the clear to close. And they get so excited that you are basically communicating with them sides.
It's a transparency that we've instituted really only recently. And it's a great thing. It sure is.
That is such great information, y'all. So if you have a question and you want us to answer it here on the air, the text line is 877-881-1053. We have more texts coming in. But if you don't have if you're not in a place where you can send a text message, give us a call here at the office. We have loan officers here today at 972-387-4600. And the call is free. And, you know, all it really costs you is a little bit of your time just to crunch the numbers, see where you're at, and do what?
The hardest working loan officers in the business work on Saturday. I can tell you, I've been doing it for 20 years. So,
yeah.
So
absolutely.
If you can talk to somebody on a Saturday, you know they're here and they're here for you.
So all right. So give us a call, and we'll answer more of your text questions when we come back here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. And we're live. surprise, we're live.
Yes, we are.
Hey, I just got a text message from Kevin. Said he said he's trying to call in, but he couldn't get in. But he's in Ireland.
Ireland.
Little Nate had a great golf tournament this week. I think he came in sixth place out of 160
awesome.
Golfers.
Yeah, he's got
that's impressive.
European U.S. Kids Tour.
Yeah, their son is going to be another Tiger Woods.
He's a good one. There's no doubt about it. But Kevin, of course, his text message says, be sure and tell them how great the rates are right now, okay, because the bond hit its lowest point in 2 years on Friday, and we were having repricing rates were going down. We were seeing a lot of refinance quotes this week in the high threes and low fours, depending on credit scores, value, et cetera, as they said in The King and I.
Et cetera, is that everything that Kevin texted that you didn't say?
Yeah. Because it's an hour-long text.
I know, right?
You know how Kevin is. But he will be back next week.
He will.
He'll be back.
Good.
So you'll get to hear all of his good information firsthand.
Yes. So, yeah, for sure.
He is the walking encyclopedia of mortgages.
Okay. So we have more texts, right?
We do. Are y'all ready?
Mm-hmm. You bet.
Okay. This one, I think, is going to be an interesting question. So what does it mean if you can't pull a credit score? Equifax doesn't show a security block, but when your bank or car company pulls your credit, they see no credit score. I see it and it's not good, but a lender pulls it and it shows nothing. Any suggestions? What is that about?
The only reason you wouldn't have had any credit that was posted in the last 6 months, You know, the thing to do is get a couple of credit cards, and no matter how much you hate them, that's the key to building your credit scores is by having revolving credit that's a low balance and being paid on time every month.
But he's saying he can see his credit
score. He can see his credit.
But when he goes to, like, the bank or to buy a car, they can't see it.
There's three kinds of reports. The one that they advertise, like Credit Karma or My
Free Services.
That you get on the computer. Number two, there's a mortgage credit report that we pull. When we pull a mortgage credit report, every other mortgage company, the report that they're going to pull is the same report. You know, if they pulled it that day.
Right.
All right. And then number three, there is an auto report that's different than the other two.
Hmm. That's right.
Don't ask me why. It makes no sense. But they're weighed differently for cars, houses.
So maybe the credit that's needed to buy a car isn't actually on his credit report, and that's why they wouldn't see it when they pull it?
My son's in the car business, I know. Okay. When a car dealership pulls your credit, they do see credit scores.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. Number two, their algorithm, it's called, or calculation for FICO score, is different than a mortgage company because car dealership is only putting $20,000 to $100,000 at risk, and we're putting several hundred thousand dollars at risk.
Mm-hmm.
And so the FICO scores for mortgages is different than – so I have people say, well, I bought a car 2 months ago, and my score was X, and now it's lower.
I hear that all the time.
Yeah, and it's different.
I was able to buy a car
that's really interesting.
2 months ago, and I don't know why that has to do with a house, but
so that would make it seem like these free places that you can get your credit score for free. I mean, my question is like, well, what good is that if that's not the credit score that people are looking at?
I would like to know if I'd like to see that report.
People can get a free credit report once a year. Now, I don't know what sites to go to get that. But
if you want to call me after the radio show, my name's Gary Alexander. I'm going to be in my office. I can do a soft pull and see where you're at and see what it shows.
And see if you see his credit.
And then I could probably tell exactly what was going on here by looking at it.
Yeah, and he's right. All of our loan officers can do that. And we do a soft pull again, not just to qualify the score, but also to see what's on the credit report, because there may be some things that they may not be aware of, and we can give some suggestions on ways to get the score up.
All right, final answer. Give Gary Alexander a call at 972-387-4600, and he'll see where you're at with that. Get your text question in, 877-881-1053. We have more text questions coming in. We want to answer yours. And are you guys ready for the next question?
Sure.
All right. What are some common down payment rates for first-time home buyers? I keep hearing in the grapevine that it's a 5% rate.
No.
Yeah. The minimum down payment on a first-time home buyer program, which for us is an FHA, is 3.5%. Now, there in some ways they could possibly qualify for a 3% conventional, but
first-time home buyer 3%. Fannie Mae was a Home Possible, Home Ready, right? That's
right.
The two.
Right.
Recently, just done one. Yeah.
So
3%.
It's 3% is the absolute minimum, but a lot of times people, because of their credit score, would not qualify for conventional, but would for an FHA. So FHA is 3.5%. That 0.5% makes very little difference, actually. So,
also, if they are doing a VA loan or possibly a USDA loan, there isn't a down payment requirement.
We do an awful lot of VA loans. We love helping veterans and to do VA loans. I love doing that. I always thank them for their service. And there's two kind of loans that we do here at Texas Lending where there's no down payment. One is a VA loan, and another is what's called a USDA loan.
Mm-hmm.
They're both government loans. There's no down payment. USDA has some restrictions. It's primarily a rural property.
But it does touch the outer suburban areas.
Yeah, it doesn't
now.
Mean like they're out in the country
Little
by
Elms,
themselves.
USDA approved, Forney's.
Really?
USDA
Little approved. Elms?
Yeah. Yeah, there's
still.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right, still.
But there are restrictions to USDA loans and income restrictions along the, property eligible, make sure it's in a property eligible.
And credit score.
Credit score. You can't have a whole lot of money and get a USDA loan. I know that.
Exactly.
You can only have just the bare minimum. You can't have $100,000 in the bank and get a USDA loan.
That's right.
So, good to know.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Good to know. So depending on which way you're going with your loan could depend on how much you actually need to put down or
correct.
Any.
Correct.
So, all right. Let's see. What time do we have? We probably have time to answer this next question already.
Mm-hmm.
How do mortgage lenders determine which credit score they are going to use with married couples?
That's
easy.
Go ahead, Bob.
Well, we go by the lowest score between the two borrowers, if there's three borrowers. Whatever the lowest middle score is the qualifying score for that loan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how that works.
Yeah. The other thing to that is a lot of times people will say, well, I want to use my income, but don't want to use my wife's credit score.
Can they do that?
Don't fly.
Don't do
it. Used to, a long time ago.
Yeah.
But nowadays, a person can buy a house conventional without showing her husband's credit.
That's right.
Okay, that's the difference between conventional and FHA. If you're doing an FHA loan and a VA loan, and your spouse has worse credit, they're going to use the worst credit. I mean, they're not going to use. You can buy it on your own, but they're going to count her debts against your debt ratio.
That's
ouch.
Right.
Or his debts against
right.
your debt ratio.
Right.
But they're not going to use their score, but they still, on government loans, still look at the debt of the non-purchasing spouse. Right.
And you can't and you can't use the income of the spouse if she's not on the loan.
Right.
Oh.
So.
Wow. All sorts of little caveats here and there.
Well, yeah, it's a bear trap. That's all there is to it. You know, they're just trying to make sure that you can afford the house.
And, sure.
And yeah. that... Sure. You know, they want to make – that's basically it, just want to make sure. But they also want to know up front what your financial position, and that kind of lets them know.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So if you're in a place and you don't know what your financial position is, but you want to buy a home, it's summertime. You're looking at houses, and you're thinking, man, I should probably get pre-approved. Give us a call, 972-387-4600. The call is free. Just a little bit of your time, and it's so worth it just to find out where you stand, because you could end up being in a new home before, you know, summer's halfway done. I mean, you could surprise yourself and be like, hey, what? What? Mm-hmm. Get your questions in, 877-881-1053. Yes, real quick, Bob.
I've got one other thing I wanted to point out. If we have time, you let me know.
We need to go to break.
Okay.
You want to wait till after break?
When we get back.
When we come back.
We have a little bit of insight from Bob here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Hour. We are ending our hour here. We got like 7 minutes left. Mr. Gary Alexander, Mr. Ball Bolt, lightning round.
Bob had he had something he wanted to bring up, right?
I'll make it fast. Obviously, for a purchase, people can use any realtor they want to, but if they choose to use a realtor in our Customer Edge program, they can get a cash rebate that's like 20% of the realtor's commission. And that can be over $1,000 check after closing for helping with furniture or whatever.
Just that's a new refrigerator.
They also have a concierge service, too, that'll set up all your electricity and cable and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
What a time saver. That's awesome. All right. Here we go. Lightning round. Do you think you'll be forecasting the market becoming a buyer's market again anytime soon?
I don't see it. Not with all these companies moving to Texas.
Oh, yeah. I think the demand is just going to continue to grow, at least for North Texas. I can't speak for other parts of the state.
And if you drive around and you see all these apartment buildings that they're building, too, because there's not enough purchase properties out there, that's your clue, too.
Yeah, we kind of got a sea of apartments going up.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, next up. Why is there a big difference between my credit score and FICO?
Your credit score and FICO. Your credit score is a FICO. It's the three bureaus, TransUnion, Experian,
Equifax. Right.
And like I said, there's three scores to those. They might be different because there might be a collection reporting on just Experian that's not on TransUnion, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The credit score, FICO is your credit score.
That's kind of one and the same.
That's the same.
All right, next up. Are there any benefits for putting more money down when buying a house?
This was the thing that I got into. I mean, like I said, back in the good old days, I did an 80-20, bought a $365,000 house that, it's worth $500,000 now that I didn't put any money into at all, So that was a good thing. The mortgage, you get out of mortgage insurance if you put 20% down, that could be a thing. But it also is how much more important is money in your pocket than it is in bricks and mortar.
That's right.
Because you don't want to come in and buy it, and then you need some money, and then you got to try to do a cash out, and then you don't have enough equity yet. When you had the equity right then, mm-hmm. you could have put 3% down, or you could have put 5% down,
and free up money to pay some debts.
Cash flow is king. In these years,
I would say in general, if you're not able to put 20% down, then you're not going to buy too much extra going from 5% to 10%. But we'll give you the option.
If you're young, I would say no. I mean, if you're older and you've got a retirement plan things, and you want to put the 20% down, or like I said,
there's advantages.
We got to talk to it. We could talk about it.
Yeah, I know Kevin. He always answers this question saying, do not make yourself cash poor for the sake of your house.
That's right.
And he also says, hey, try to have a year's worth of living expenses in your bank after you purchase your house.
Absolutely.
All right. Here we go. This is a really interesting question. Would it be worth it to get flood insurance? I know it's required in some places where you buy a home, but certainly not every place.
I would only get it if the FEMA basically regulates where flood insurance is needed. Okay, if they don't require you to have it, I would say it's a non-necessary expense. I don't know how flood insurance works. If it's cheaper, if you're not in a
flood zone,
but you would just have to look at the cost. And
I would guess there's a lot of people in the Houston area that were not technically in a flood zone that are have gotten flooded.
That's a true statement.
So it's
just kind of up to you. If flood insurance is cheap because you're not in a flood, then I would look at it. But if not, I'd defer to FEMA.
Well, I have a quick question on the tail end of this one, because I know that flood zones change. They can change. If they do change, does FEMA notify people in the new flood zone?
No, do they?
I don't know whether that's true, but I can guarantee if somebody refinances.
I've had that happen before.
They weren't in
a flood zone, and now they are.
Exactly.
And then they're all hacked because now they have to have flood insurance.
It wasn't there. Dang. Yeah. Okay. All right. Our last question. We can do this. I have a VA loan currently, and now that I have surpassed 6 months, I am receiving a lot of mail regarding a streamlined VA refinance. Is this a true thing? After 6 months, the VA allows you to do this, or is this a scam?
No, it's not a scam. I'm doing one right now. Mm-hmm. 6 months later, doing a VA Earl. They bought it 5.25%. And
tell them what Earl stands for.
Interest rate reduction loan. It's short on fees. The nice thing about it is they get to take a new escrow account, and so you're going to get your escrow account back. So it's kind of like you could take a Hawaiian vacation. You could do something with that money, because they'll take almost a year's worth of taxes up at this time. But they will lower your interest rate, and they have a worksheet that shows that this has to be a benefit to you, and especially after 6 months, it's definitely a good time to take advantage, as long as you're saving at least at 1%.
So, do they have to wait 6 months? Is that like a prerequisite?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, and that's why he's getting a flood of letters now, because they want to be the first person to get them. But I suggest you call us, because we have low VA rates here at TexasLending.com.
Absolutely.
Love
Give us a
you.
Call.
Yep.
Yep. The number is 972-387-4600. The call is absolutely free. A little bit of your time to crunch the numbers to see where you stand. Y'all, thank you so much. We are at the end of our hour, and I hope that you guys join us next week when we come back. Kevin Miller will be here, and the walking encyclopedia of mortgages, bless
That's
his
it.
Heart.
He's great.
Giving you everything you ever wanted to know, and maybe some things you didn't really care about knowing about mortgages.
And Kevin just said, oh my, the plane didn't ship their golf clubs again. So,
oh my, bless his heart.
Uh-oh, that's the end of the world for them.
I'm sure he'll be glad to be done with luggage and stuff when he gets back. So anyway, thanks, y'all. We look forward to hearing from you next week here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.